the number two, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Yeah. dark spirits, flames, police cars, a fire, and my own world. I love it for all that's inside it. The beat of my wars, death, or riots. The beat of my police, pack, parking lots, guns, bombs, starting up a fire, and my own world.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, April 16th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is certainly a wild one. So, Dave, you started it, so we're going to unpack it a little bit today. We'll talk a little bit about this character who I think is, you know, we kind of deal with the elections every election season, and I think this is going to be one of those shows where we'll look back and say, see, you know, unfortunately, I think we were very right. So this guy's very dangerous. Pete Buttigieg. We'll talk about we'll talk about Pete on today's broadcast. We'll unpack that subject a little bit. And it was very interesting. After yesterday's broadcast and after the things that I said to close out yesterday's broadcast concerning this guy, I saw an article in New York Magazine published the 14th, a couple of days ago. And it was like it was written for what I was saying. I couldn't have written it better myself, and it couldn't have been written better for what I was trying to say. You know, when I was saying that he checks every box and it seems like he's been, this persona has been created specifically for this moment. And when you hear a couple of excerpts from this New York Magazine article, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. But first, let's talk about some other stuff. I didn't mention it yesterday, but Tiger Woods won this year's Masters, which I think is pretty fantastic. To me, that's evidence that the world hasn't gone completely off the rails. Like, I think that's fantastic. And I think it's interesting. I mean, this is just, I'm going to speculate a little bit for a minute. And, you know, for whatever it's worth, I think it's interesting. And I would encourage everybody to listen to what Dick Gregory said about Tiger Woods. And I've said it more than once on the air. I wonder, was Dick Gregory right? It's just interesting. And so, you know, I really believe that there's something to what Dick Gregory was saying. And if you don't know what I mean, I'll let you go find out for yourself. But here's the thing. How many 43-year-old guys ever, you know, four-time back surgery recipients, how many of those guys ever play golf? How many you know, how many play golf at all, let alone competitively, let alone in the majors, let alone in the Masters, let alone win the Masters? How many times does that happen? I guess, you know, Ben Hogan is sort of the precedent, you know, but that's a different scenario. Ben Hogan won six of his nine majors after the crash, and so I guess, you know, it's possible. Four back surgeries, so think about that, including disc fusion. And the guy rotates, you know, I mean, this is a man competing with the kids. And what was last year's event that he won? You know, same thing. It was the, I forget what the name of it is. Anyway, so he's competing with the kids that everyone said he would never compete with and beating them. And now he wins the Masters. And that's just, to me, if we're to believe the story that we're fed, four back surgeries, that just sounds impossible. Certainly implausible. Highly unlikely. You look at guys that have had four back surgeries, including disc fusion, and you don't have the rotation, you don't have the flexibility. It's just not possible. You don't drive a golf ball 300 yards. You probably don't even putt straight anymore, because it changes your spine angle and alignment. It changes all kinds of things. So the point is, if Dick Gregory was right and Tiger Woods was left alone to, you know, play the game that he grew up basically like born to play. I mean, you remember Tiger Woods on the Mike Douglas show, basically pushing Mike Douglas out of the way, giving him a putting lesson at 5 years old. You know, he's always had that laser-like focus. You know, Earl Woods said that they used to, you know, to get him to eat, he would putt in the garage. Anyway, Tiger was always locked in. So it's the game he was born to play. It's not just a game. You know, I think of games, and I mentioned Thomas Jefferson's words on games and exercise, and, you know, therefore let the gun be your constant companion on your walks. Golf is a different game. It's a gentleman's game, I would say, and requires a higher degree of mental fortitude. And it's a, you know, more of a character building game. If you will let it, if you'll play it the way that it should be played, I think it's more of a, to borrow from Jefferson, I think it does stamp some character on the mind. Maybe that's a reach, but at any rate, I think if Dick Gregory was right and Tiger Woods was left alone to play the game that he was born to play, I think he would have probably amassed 25 or 30 majors by now. And to see him come down the stretch and to see people sort of fall apart and he still fires around under par on Sunday at Augusta, I mean, that's just, again, it just doesn't seem, you know, for a guy with those, you know, with that health situation going on, just doesn't seem possible. How would you even stay in shape? You know, when you see him running and the other thing that was interesting, speaking of that, I almost forgot. What really sort of set me wondering, and I'm just, you know, it's a conjectural sort of musing on my part, but what really set me wondering was the fact that year in and year out, Jack Nicklaus is always around. Seems like, you know, almost like the godfather. And I have had tremendous respect for Jack Nicklaus over the years. But he's always around. They always ask him, you know, what do you think? Can Tiger do it? Can Tiger do it? And Nicklaus always says, oh, yeah, you know, I think he can. I think he can do it. I think he can break the record. I think he can win a few more. And this year, Jack was in the Bahamas, apparently, which is unusual. That seems uncharacteristic to me. That's a peculiarity. So you wonder if something changed. Did someone pass away recently? I mean, there's some high-profile guys that passed away recently. Did somebody, you know, did Tiger get the nod or something? Okay, you know, maybe you can do something. 43 years old, oldest person to win the Masters since Jack Nicklaus won it back in 1986. That's been a few years, you know? So I just wonder, you know, you wonder if maybe like, I mean, my mind starts going. I wonder if maybe Jack knew something. You know, maybe he made his Faustian bargain. And so he sets this record, unbeatable, 18 majors, and no one's ever going to beat it. But along comes this kid who was born to play the game, and, you know, by the time he gets to the pros and he hits his peak, he's winning every third time he tees it up. That's incredible. You know, spent more time as world number one at the top of the list than a lot of people play their entire career. Is one win away from Sam Snead's all-time tour win record. Now he's three away from Jack's majors record. And so, I don't know. You know, was Dick Gregory right? Was somebody threatened? It's just interesting. You hope not. I mean, and that to me, what I mean by Tiger winning on Sunday is evidence that things are, you know, not all messed up is watching that, watching those guys come down the stretch. I mean, you hope that you're seeing everything on the up and up, everything on the level, and just a good, fair contest. That's all. I think that's all anyone can expect, right? And on this broadcast, especially lately, it feels like we talk about the unfair contest we all wake up to every day. And it's very real, and it's very serious, and it's very literal. And it's nice to get a break from that, even for, you know, a couple of hours. If only for a couple of hours. A reprieve. Anyway, we'll continue on, and we will get to this guy. Dave, you started it. We'll unpack it today. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So moving on, before we really dive in, quick story that just sort of validates what I've been saying about Google and, you know, we touch on that from time to time. I never really hit that head on either, but it's just crazy, you know, what's going on. I mean, Ray Kurzweil, I got to throw that on the list of nonsense. Kurzweil heading up R&D over at Google. So there was a story published yesterday, ZDNet, The headline, former Mozilla exec, Google has sabotaged Firefox for years. Former and current Mozilla engineers are reaching their boiling points. And so, you know, Mozilla makes a great browser. Firefox used to be fantastic. And then seemed like, you know, things started happening. And Chrome just started performing a little bit better. And so from the article, it reads, a former high-ranking Mozilla executive has accused Google of intentionally and systematically sabotaging Firefox over the past decade in order to boost Chrome's adoption. And if you work in the technology industry, you know that a lot of technology is now built on that Chromium stack, including Firefox. And now Microsoft's trying to get in the game a little bit with a Chromium-based Edge browser and so forth. So anyway, history is repeating itself, and it's time for consumers to step up and say no. And it sort of has the echo of back in the day when Microsoft, you know, the old, if you can't beat them, buy them. If you can't buy them, give their stuff away for free. When Microsoft, to get into the browser arena, which Netscape dominated, and who's ever heard of Netscape Navigator? Kids, there really was a company. There really was a Netscape Navigator browser. Anyway, back in the day, Microsoft couldn't compete with Netscape. It was a far superior browser than Internet Explorer. Imagine that. Boat Anchor's more performant. So Microsoft, to compete or to gain competitive advantage and market share, Microsoft gave Internet Explorer away to corporate clients, which is what Netscape Navigator was using to, you know, that was the business model. They would give the browser away to the individual, but corporate clients would pay for it, and that's how they made money. And Microsoft gave Internet Explorer away, and that's how we ended up basically with Internet Explorer as the, you know, the 800-pound gorilla or sloth on the block. And that wasn't a good thing. So there are echoes of that going on here with Chrome, and you'll hear that in the story anyway. Continuing, so you have a former high-ranking Mozilla executive. He's not the first Firefox team member to come forward and make such accusations in the past 8 months. However, his allegations span far beyond current events. Let's talk about that for a minute, and then we'll continue on to the aforementioned subject matter. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. And we play that. Here's a juxtaposition. There is that old expression that, you know, if you want, basically, you know, the country record, you know, and so my life, you know, I'm playing country music, my life went south, and then I played the country music record backwards, and I got my house back, my boat back, my, you know, life was good. And I think of Luke Combs, "When It Rains, It Pours." I want to play it, but I don't think we will. I don't think it's quite, you know, it's just a little off. Anyway, before we do the Firefox article and then continue on, I want to go back to the Tiger Woods thing, because speaking of things being right, man, I wish we'd see more of this. I wish we would. You know, to me, it's a victory for the American everyman. That's kind of, you know, there's more here than just golf. There's more here than Tiger Woods. And I believe there, you know, there's something more happening going on beneath the surface. So here's another one of those clues. You know, I mentioned Jack Nicklaus being in the Bahamas was curious to me. That was interesting. And here's another little, you know, a little clue, another little anomaly. Go ahead, please.
It's sportsbooks around the country suffering major losses because of Tiger's win. After more than a decade without winning a major, like you said, sportsbooks had assumed Tiger would continue to lose. Fans, though, they still believed in him. They took the other side of that bet, and they won big. One bettor in particular last week at William Hill Sportsbook in Las Vegas put out $85,000 on Tiger to win at 14-1 odds. He made almost $1.2 million. It was the largest single golf ticket in the history of William Hill Sportsbook. Offshore book BetOnline.ag said Tiger's victory produced the company's biggest loss on a futures market, greater than any loss it had suffered, even worse than any Super Bowl. Westgate Las Vegas reported a high five-figure net loss on its Masters futures. The company said it could not recall the last time it had suffered a net loss on the Masters winner, and that Tiger's win probably produced its largest loss on any golf event. BetStars Sportsbook in New Jersey reported taking a $360,000 net loss on its Masters futures markets, the largest in that company's brief U.S. history. DraftKings said 60% of bets since the third round were on Tiger, and about 30% of all live wagers placed during the tournament were on Tiger. MGM telling CNBC that more money was bet on this tournament than any golf major in the company's history. So that's what happened, Sarah. Everybody bet on Tiger. The odds were in his favor against the sports books, and the fans won and the books lost.
Which is kind of an added boost to the whole story, Eric. But if he went off, do you say he went off at the start of the tournament at 14-1? So presumably he was not one of the actual favorites before the tournament. And by definition, they must have taken a lot of bets on the other guys that they didn't have to pay.
Exactly. It's interesting. So one of the sportsbooks had said, look, if his name wasn't Tiger Woods and a golfer with the same profile and the same statistics were on the board, that golfer would be at 25-1. So there were a lot of people, a lot of fans betting on him, which is why it was at 14, when in reality it should have been 25. So think of it like an overvalued stock, a hot stock that has got too much priced in.
Yeah. See that? So fans, you know, who believed he could still do it, you know, they hung in there. I'm not condoning, you know, betting or anything. I'm just saying, you know, it's just one of those things. It would be nice to think that things weren't totally rigged and contrived and, you know, we weren't just entirely bought and sold in America. So That's interesting. That whole scenario just makes me smile a little bit. So anyway, back to the ZDNet story. Again, the headline: former Mozilla exec Google has sabotaged Firefox for years. Former and current Mozilla engineers are reaching their boiling points. So a former high-ranking Mozilla executive has accused Google of intentionally and systematically sabotaging Firefox over the past decade in order to boost Chrome's adoption. He is not the first Firefox team member to come forward and make such accusations. In the past 8 months, however, his allegations span far beyond current events and accuse Google of carrying out a coordinated plan. You know, think about if you ran a company that did this. It's basically political and psychological warfare. It really is. Which is probably not surprising considering Google's military-industrial complex and intelligence community roots, right? His allegations span far beyond current events and accuse Google of carrying out a coordinated plan that involved introducing small bugs on its sites that would only manifest for Firefox users, you know, like Google or YouTube and those kinds of properties. Oops after oops is the next section. Jonathan Nightingale, a former general manager and vice president of the Firefox group at Mozilla, described these issues as oopses, quote unquote. When I started at Mozilla in 2007, there was no Google Chrome. And most folks we spoke with inside Google were Firefox fans, Nightingale recollected in a Twitter thread on Saturday. When Chrome launched, things got complicated, but not in the way you might expect. They had a competing product now, but they didn't cut ties, break our search deal, nothing like that. In fact, the story we kept hearing was, we're on the same side. We want the same things, the former Mozilla exec said. Of course, that's what that's the mafia way, right? Friends close, enemies closer. I think our friends inside Google genuinely believed that. At the individual level, their engineers cared about most of the same things we did. Their product and design folks made many decisions very similarly, and we learned from watching each other. But Google as a whole is very different than individual Googlers, Nightingale said. Google Chrome ads started appearing next to Firefox search terms. Gmail and Google Docs started to experience selective performance issues and bugs on Firefox. Demo sites would falsely block Firefox as incompatible, he said. All of this is stuff you're allowed to do to compete, of course, but we were still a search partner. So we'd say, hey, what gives? And every time they'd say, oops, that was accidental, we'll fix it in the next push in 2 weeks. Over and over, oops, another accident, we'll fix it soon. We want the same things, we're on the same team. There were dozens of oopses, hundreds maybe. I'm all for don't attribute to malice what can be explained by incompetence, but I don't believe Google is that incompetent. I think they were running out the clock. We lost users. It was a war of attrition, basically, is what he's saying. We lost users during every oops. I wish they would have published some statements along the way more visibly than on a Twitter feed in defense of Firefox. Because, I mean, I for one can say that I watched performance slip and didn't know exactly why. Still have not adopted. I mean, I use Chrome for work a little bit, but I try to as little as possible. So I'm all for doing, So continuing, Nightingale said, we spent effort and frustration every clock tick on that instead of improving our product. We got outfoxed for a while. And by the time we started calling it what it was, a lot of damage had been done. Not the first accusations. And Nightingale is not the first Firefox team member to come forward and make such accusations. In July of 2018, Mozilla program manager Chris Peterson accused Google of intentionally slowing down YouTube performance on Firefox. He revealed that both Firefox and Edge were superior when loading YouTube content when compared to Chrome. And in order to counteract this performance issue, Google switched to using a JavaScript library for YouTube that they knew wasn't supported by Firefox. So Chris Peterson tweeted, YouTube page load is 5 times slower in Firefox and Edge than in Chrome because YouTube's Polymer redesign relies on deprecated Shadow DOM V0 API only implemented in Chrome. Deprecated, that means not used anymore. You can restore YouTube's faster pre-Polymer design with this Firefox extension. Continuing, at this point, it's very hard not to believe or take Nightingale's comments seriously. Slowly but surely, Google is becoming the new Microsoft, and Chrome is slowly turning into the new IE, an opinion that more and more users are starting to share. And there are some footnote links to additional articles, a Medium article, a Reddit thread, and a Y Combinator discussion. So that's, you know, just, you know, all of that to say, the point is, here's yet another example of the leadership culture at Google, a company that apparently found the don't be evil reminder necessary for whatever reason, that seems to rear its ugly head time and again. This leadership culture, you know, because an organization emulates its leadership from its DARPA you know, NASA, NSA, CIA, TIA, IAO oriented roots, you know, the Total Information Awareness, Information Awareness Office, that garbage. To the Tectopus wage fixing scandal, I've talked about that. To, again, Kurzweil, Ray Kurzweil, heading up R&D, to Sergey Brin's Mind of God comment, to Larry Page's modifying the climate comment. People forgot about that, right? To Eric Schmidt's one answer, anything more is a bug comment, to Lamarckian epigenetics and the selfish ledger. And now this latest entry, this is not new. This is just the latest. Oh, you know what? We're just calling it what it is. Like Nightingale said, I don't think Google is that incompetent. I agree. The latest entry of plausibly deniable yet confirmed Machiavellian subterfuge aimed at Mozilla. At every turn, Google proves to be a political warfare apparatus, a vampiric company out for blood, whatever blood it targets. And it seems no one is off the menu, as bad guys say. And true to its military-industrial complex and intelligence community-connected roots, deception is a staple of Google's tradecraft, of their business model, of their tradecraft. You know? Once company, always company. And it even includes bald-faced lying, apparently, or blatantly, you know, by definition, bald-faced lying is blatantly obvious and or impudent untruths in which the liar does not attempt to disguise their mendacity. Remember the alleged attack, the YouTube nonsense? We've forgotten about that. You know, we got the flashbang in the media. People don't remember that. The implausible, unlikely scenario of an attack on the YouTube offices. What's perhaps most ironic is that any attempt to decry this outrageous and repugnant policy is met with Stalinist tactics. Again, political warfare. Or worse, you know. Engineers fired for pointing out the fraud of Google's myth of corporate diversity and inclusion. Retaliation for pointing out its search engine bias. Memory holing of content that runs counter to the agendas Google implicitly serves. I'm fairly certain some Google policymakers would say, I'm a racist, bigoted, homophobe who doesn't like anyone who doesn't look or think like me, simply for pointing out all of this. But actually, I just think people should support products like Google Search and YouTube that operate contrary to support these kinds of products, should support things that work as advertised, not these kinds of things that work contrary to as advertised, and not obviously in the best interests of every American, including the advancement of political agendas a la political, psychological, and memetic warfare. For those reasons, I am continuing to unplug and remove myself and distance myself from Alphabet related products, Google, YouTube, you know, that Hydra. And, you know, it's just interesting. A final note, I think it's just interesting. This happens every time. It seems like the ghost of Cecil Rhodes is at work in every endeavor. And this is the juxtaposition to Tiger Woods winning the Masters, in my opinion. So it should be no surprise when we see guys like Bill Gates, Sergey Brin, and Larry Page sharing a stage to push the climate narrative nonsense. You know? That was actually a HuffPost article. Bill Gates and Sergey Brin take on the impending climate change apocalypse. Anyway. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll go to the phones.
Home.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Yeah, you know what? Do we have that clip ready? I want to just play that real fast. Larry Page, real fast. Do you have that ready? By chance. Larry Page on modifying the weather.
Now, climate change, of course, is a huge, huge issue. Now, I think one of the big concerns I have is we're not doing a good job modeling and understanding climate change, and that's a really, really important area. And I think, you know, there's recent press from this conference on that just today, which is amazing to see. But I also think it would be nice to be able to modify climates. And one of my heroes, who's Paul MacReady, who invented he built this human-powered plane that flew across the English Channel. Many of you probably don't know, but his career started in climate modification, and in fact, in seeding the clouds. That was his first company. It was designed to seed clouds. And if you ask him about it, he'll say, oh, it's very easy to seed clouds. We could do a pretty good job, but we could never get around the lawyers. So, you know, a lot of things are possible, right? And I'm worried as we get into real serious potential issues of climate change, there are going to be enough people who want to act that we're going to act in some ways, and we're not going to really understand what they are. We might as well get going on that now. And I don't think very many people are working on that either.
Well, what do you know? Everybody forget about that? I mean, truth in advertising, I'm telling you, Google should go away so fast. There's nothing redeeming. When you factor in these kinds of things, nothing redeeming happening at Google. This kind of stuff, man, you know? I mean, they've been telling us all along. People don't believe it. Hold on, I'm trying to do a Google search. Hold on, I'm trying to watch the latest cat video on YouTube. I know that's derisive, but I can't help it. To the phones in the remaining moments here. Glenn in Philly. Thanks for calling, Glenn. Welcome.
Yo, Chris.
Glenn.
Forget about it. Hey.
Pretty much.
You care about internet people, and Goodell cares about internet people. We're all in this together. Rising tide raises all ships. Hey, we should all stick close, be on the same page. I mean, God forbid something bad going to happen. You know, we can help each other.
Yeah, someday you're going to ask me for a favor, right? And that day may never come, but... Yeah.
Just remember, take the cannoli, you know. But, okay. So that's like the deal. Firefox, it's interesting. I use it for a game I play. But Firefox is always busy updating its plugins, you know.
You're a gamer? I'm shocked.
No, I play checkers, dude. Checkers.
Right on. All right. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side of the break. Second hour coming up, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.